Friday, the Arkansas Department of Health reported 897 new COVID-19 cases with 20 new deaths, bringing the year-to-date totals to 79,946 cases, 1,266 deaths. The Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services reported Friday that there were 1,987 new COVID-19 cases in the state, with 42 new deaths, bringing the year-to-date totals to 120,289 cases and 1,994 deaths. Locally in Missouri, there have been 100 cases in Carter County, 188 in Douglas County, 698 in Howell County, 119 in Oregon County, 124 in Ozark County, 161 in Ripley County, 94 in Shannon County, 312 in Texas County, 305 in Wright County. Locally in Arkansas, there have been 331 cases in Baxter County, 153 in Fulton County, 1,076 cases in Independence County, 238 in Izzard County, 424 in Lawrence County, 89 in Marion County, 411 cases in Randolph County, 216 cases in Sharp County, and 342 cases in Stone County. The Missouri State Highway Patrol arrested a man from West Virginia Friday afternoon in Texas County. 36-year-old Robert Williams was arrested on a felony parole charge for first-degree tampering and possession of cocaine and misdemeanor patrol charges of driving without a license. He was taken to the Texas County Jail and placed on a 24-hour hold. A West Plains team was injured in an accident Friday afternoon north of West Plains. The Highway Patrol reports 17-year-old Tyler Jewell suffered minor injuries when he drove off the road and hit a tree. Jewell was taken to Ozarks Medical Center. The accident happened on County Road 1770, about a half mile north of West Plains. Officials at the North Central Unit at Calico Rock are reporting that 45 inmates have tested positive for the coronavirus. Reportedly, an asymptomatic inmate was tested in June, but prison officials say the results were a false positive. Now 45 inmates have tested positive in September so far, and three have recovered. 42 remain in the isolation bunker, where they will stay until the quarantine is over. There are 379 inmates in the prison. This week, we've been visiting with West Plains City Administrator Tom Stain about the city council meeting and items that were on their agenda. One of the things that they talked about was a wildlife study at the airport.
We've been working on a master plan for our airport about a year now. One of the items in the master plan is perimeter fencing around the airport. If you recall, about a year ago, we tried to do like some type of hunt at the airport. It was restricted quite a bit, but to minimize the deer population and all that out there. During the master plan, you know, we heard from pilots that they have to buzz the airport, scatter the deer before they can land. So one of the items on the master plan is perimeter fencing. And to better justify the need of that perimeter fencing, we have to do a wildlife study. And council approved the first reading of that ordinance Monday night.
The council also discussed and approved a rate increase at North Terra Golf Course. Thursday, the City of West Plains and West Plains Police Department were notified by a local business of a possible scam. The information given was a person posing as an advertiser contacted the business promoting advertisement opportunities for the golf carts at North Terra Golf Course. After contacting the manager at North Terra, it was discovered that no such advertisements were being sought by the city for the golf carts. This has been determined to be a scam. The West Plains Police Department is wanting the community, especially all local businesses, to be aware of the scam and any other scams. If any business or private citizen receives a call from an unknown person and believes that the call is suspicious in nature, do not give the caller any personal or business-related information, and do not give them any money. Scam and robocalls can be reported to the Federal Trade Commission at 1-888-225-5322.